So what did you have for breakfast? I hope it was full of nutrition, but maybe in March should be the time that you truly assess. March is National Nutrition Month, so we'll talk about it now in late February so that we can prepare appropriately. I'm on a pretty cool website, Dietitians of West Michigan, a professional membership group that serves multiple counties. We'll talk about that, and yes, we'll talk with two dietitians. Catherine Mock, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Lindsay Fick, good morning to you.
Good morning. So happy to be here.
What'd you have for breakfast, Catherine?
I will be honest. I have an almond milk latte every single morning with some sort of fat. So this morning it was a handful of almonds.
That is cool to be regular, as they say. Lindsay?
You know, we wanted something sweet this week for breakfast. So I make a big old batch of energy bites with peanut butter and oats and flaxseed and chia seed and, of course, chocolate chips and maple syrup and all the delicious things that it's just ready to go. And there's no prep in the morning. That's how we like to live.
Well, and we'll get into this, but I'm sure that's part of our preparation is when we're hungry. So let's grab the right thing. So here we go. Let's do a nice formal conversation about who you are, Dietitians of West Michigan, and I'm on your Facebook page. Catherine, tell us a little bit about, you and the group.
So Dietitians of West Michigan is a professional organization just bringing dietitians within the West Michigan region together for the ability to collaborate. And then we also try to do some form of community service throughout the year as a way to give back to the community in general. And then it's just a great way for other dietitians to network because sometimes we just kind of get stuck in our silo, you know, community, clinical, there's just various aspects of dietitians. So it just really enables us to cross over and understand those different facets of dietetics in general.
Wonderful. And what is your personal professional niche?
I actually am in private practice now. So I see individuals and do individual consultations. And then I also work for on-site wellness part-time as their registered dietitian too. So that is the ability to work with individuals in various companies.
Lindsay Fick, how do you spend your day?
Well, I am a registered dietitian who focuses on food service. And, you know, with COVID, food service has kind of taken a little bit of a hit. So I'm looking forward to food service getting back in full swing of things where I can focus on educating food service employees about food safety and about handling customers with food allergies so we keep them the safest as possible. And then also nutrition. Where can we tell our customers how we're doing great things with food and it's nutritious too, and we're doing sustainable things that are great for our planet and great for your body. So I really love the food service niche of the world.
Well, here we are getting closer to March for a certainly a National Nutrition Month. I'll ask you both, what's important that we, I guess, either change or stay the course, or how are we doing with our choice of food in these times? Catherine?
So our biggest focus with National Nutrition Month is the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics typically picks a theme, and this year they picked Personalize Your Plate. And I think that really focuses well on just the current world we're living in. There might be more food insecurities. People have been laid off with jobs. People have that maybe skewed vision that it's going to cost more to eat healthy. So our whole goal is to continue to educate individuals that it doesn't have to cost more to eat healthy, and just like integrating more fruits and vegetables into your day can truly make a difference, but like focusing on the foods that you really enjoy. So like an optimal plate is lean, healthy protein, some healthy fats, getting those vegetables in, utilizing that fruit for dessert. And if you really do like some of those starchy carbohydrates, just opting for those high fiber sources too.
Lindsay, would you add to that?
I think Catherine's on absolutely the right path. And I would say when we personalize our plate, everybody's looks different. So you mentioned when we were talking about breakfast earlier, Shelley, and our breakfast can kind of change of, am I feeling savory or sweet? So maybe sometimes we do the millennial thing of avocado toast with an egg. And other times we're like, let's have chocolate and peanut butter with oats. So personalizing that plate while including fruits and veggies, getting creative. I love roasted veggies. I throw it on everything. Everybody's got different tastes and everybody's got different opportunities to add more fruits, veggies. I love being creative with food. That's definitely that culinary and food service side. So more fruits and veggies that we can add in a healthful way, the better we'll feel and the better we can do for both our planet and for our bodies.
Talking all things, well, March as National Nutrition Month. I think March 1st is Monday. I'm pretty excited. Dietitians of West Michigan representatives with our conversation, Catherine Mock and Lindsay Fick. Let's talk more about potentially pre-planning meals with busy lifestyles, even though maybe a lot of lifestyles from home. What are you recommending, Catherine, as far as maybe take me through a day of planning?
Okay, so when I work with clients, I really work with their individual preferences, and I get a really good handle on how their workday looks. Typically, it's maybe Greek yogurt with almond and berries for breakfast. Again, simple, quick, and easy to do. Or it could be an egg bake, and they can make that on Sunday and eat that over the course of the week, and maybe add a little side of avocado or something to go with it. Lunch can be something super simple, ground up some turkey, add some broccoli slaw or some spinach, throw it in a healthy wrap, grab and go lunch, have a side of fruit with it. And then I always tell individuals to have nuts, cashews, almonds, anything like that on hand if they do really feel like they need a snack, that way that they're not reaching for chips, cookies, going to the vending machine, drinking lots of water so that you're not inclined to maybe stop at the gas station, grab a soda, and then dinners. Again, you can make a really healthy dinner in less than 10 minutes. Maybe that's buying frozen vegetables and putting them in the pan and having a rotisserie chicken or having, pre-made chicken that you made at the beginning of the week. Salmon, that's a quick fish. You can put it in. I got home from the gym last night, put the salmon in the oven, green beans on the stove, jumped in the shower, got out of the shower, and my dinner was ready. So just making it fit in your day, but not... It doesn't really have to be like a huge, huge meal.
Nice. All right. Add to me an example from your life, Lindsay.
You know what we've been doing lately has been roasted veggies. Shelley, I can't get over these roasted veggies.
Huh.
I get this produce pack from a local farmer. Whatever veggies that are in it, most of the time what I do on Sunday is prep them, roast them, and then they're in my fridge for the week. So we might have veggies with rice, and I get the rotisserie chicken as well. We might have veggies with breakfast. A lot of times I'll just kind of heat up those roasted veggies, and I'll cook an egg and put it on top. The roasted veggies have been key for me because I think we have a difficult time, at least my family, of eating raw veggies. We like to reach for those other snacks of cashews, and sometimes we do reach for chips. But those roasted veggies have been key, so that's a great way to get more veggies in is doing it once. I don't like to do a whole lot of work, one and done, and then either reheat or throw it on a wrap. We've had it on sandwiches. We've heated it up and had cashews in it as a stir fry. So there's lots of options when it comes to veggies.
And I think Lindsay has a good point, too, in regards to their family has found what they like, and that's what they keep doing. And I think that's the biggest point with National Nutrition Month and Personalize Your Plate. Figure out what you like and stick with it. Just if you don't like broccoli, don't eat broccoli. Don't just eat it because you think it might be good or you're trying to force yourself to eat it for 3 weeks because you're on a diet. It's truly, if you like carrots and spinach, those are your go-to vegetables, and that's fine. And I think there's just a lot of misinformation that individuals get in general, and they think they have to eat a certain way, and that's why it's not sustainable because they try it for a few weeks and they don't like the food. So truly it is. It's finding what works best for you, your lifestyle, and your preferences.
And add seasoning. We love Canadian steak seasoning. We put that on everything, veggies, everything. Add seasoning. Bland veggies are not great. I'm not a steamed veggie person. I'm a roasted veggie person. Don't give me those mushy steamed veggies. So you got to find what you like, too. You might not like steamed broccoli, but maybe you like it roasted. Throw it in the oven with some oil, canola oil, vegetable oil, salt, pepper, or Canadian seasoning. It's delicious.
Wonderful. And add those little, what were the little protein balls that we talked about at the very opening?
Oh, those energy bites are energy very bites. Good.
Yeah.
You don't have to add chocolate chips, but in my family you do.
Sounds good. All right. Back to Dietitians of West Michigan on the Facebook page. There might be it looks like you have lots of virtual events. Are these open?
They are not open at this time to other individuals. You do need to either be a member of Dietitians West Michigan or become a member of Dietitians of West Michigan, because we do get to continuing education credits. So as dietitians, we each at least have a bachelor's degree, where most of us also have a master's degree. And then we have had to complete an internship and an exam to become registered, and then have to maintain continuing education credits every 5 years. I think it's 75 each 5 years. So that's what part of Dietitians of West Michigan does, is we offer opportunities for us dietitians to get together and learn about different topics. So as somebody who specializes in food service, some of our topics may not be directly related to me. Say maybe they're talking about cystic fibrosis, but it's a great opportunity for me to learn more and get a deeper knowledge of the impact of the nutrition world.
Wonderful. All right. How do we find out more information about your works, ladies?
For me personally, individuals can go to my website, katherinejmack.com, or follow me on Facebook. It's just KJM Nutrition. I plan to, throughout the entire month of March, be doing a little RD tip of the day, a recipe of the day or something, just to really focus on National Nutrition Month. And I do have a recipe for those energy bites that Lindsay was talking about too, and like 3-ingredient cookies. So I have lots of recipes and resources on that as well. I've made Catherine's 3-ingredient cookies and they were delicious. They're excellent. I've had those for breakfast too, so those were really good. You can also check out eatright.org. That is the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and they are essentially our governing body of registered dietitians, and they have some great information on there too. But Catherine is a wonderful individual to work with, and she's going to have some wonderful tips and tricks too throughout the month.
You still running, Catherine?
I am.
Don't laugh. That's good.
I'm going to try to train for Riverbank if it ever happens.
It will. October is the new date, so you've got plenty of time. Well, you're right. Yeah, we do have to go back to where will we be in October. Thank you very much on behalf of your Facebook group, Dietitians of West Michigan, and certainly National Nutrition Month, which happens in March. Days away. Thanks.